time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Mayor Danny Van Wagner with Castle Dale. It's always good to talk to Mayor Van Wagner because there's always so much that's going on over in Castle Dale. And these next two weekends, I think that's kind of an understatement even. So we're going to talk with him about the two events that are coming up, plus hats off to the people of Castle Dale City. Great job on water. Mayor Van Wagner, thank you for joining us. How are you today?
I'm great, Dave. Glad to be talking to you.
Well, you know what? It's always good to talk to you, and you know, it's always fun to touch base and find out what's going on over in Emery County, especially in Castle Dale. And first off, let's talk water. That's where you wanted to go. You guys did amazing this summer, much as we're hearing around the area as well.
Yeah, you can really take your hat off to the citizens in Emery County. We were looking at just dire situation of shutting everything off in the middle of July, and we just barely shut our water off the end of last week, our secondary waters. Everybody did a phenomenal job at conserving. Our water rate dropped by hundreds of thousands of gallons, and I just got to say the citizenry have been fantastic, and where they could cut back, they could cut back. And everybody's grass got blessed, I guess, because we're all green.
That's it's a great thing. We saved water over there, made it through. Now all we need to do is hope for a heavy winter.
Absolutely. Let's bring on the snowpack.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Now, one thing we don't need to hope for is something to do in Castle Dale, because you guys are packed and you've got two huge events that are going to go on over the next two weekends. Let's start with this weekend coming up. And it is, of course, the Joes Valley Bouldering Festival. Joes Valley has kind of become world renowned when it comes to bouldering. And this festival just kind of shines a bigger spotlight on the area and Castle Dale, Orangeville, all that area over there. So let's talk about some of the events and some of the things that are going on to do with the Bouldering Festival.
Well, yeah, that we go from being a city celebration to a county celebration to a state celebration. Now this is an international celebration. We have people from all over the whole world come to Castle Dale, Joes Valley, Hunt, Orangeville, just to climb on our rocks. And it's busy, it's fun, there's so much to do. This is a four-day event starting Thursday, and it just gets more and more exciting all the way through to the weekend.
And of course, you know, we always talk about that. It's become kind of an international destination, Joes Valley has, for bouldering. And it's crazy how just, you know, basically your backyard has this explosion of people that just want to come and as you said, climb on rocks.
Exactly. And you'll never, you know, there's incredible people. I can't even imagine some of the brain pans that are up there risking their brain pans. I want to give a shout out. My cardio doctor, she's a boulder. And I had no idea that she came down here quite regularly just to climb on the rocks in Castle Dale, Utah.
See, and now the next time you need a checkup, you won't have to go and see her. She can just come and see you.
Well, I went up there yesterday, in fact, and she wanted to talk rocks instead of talking hearts.
Well, that must mean a good thing then.
Yep.
So as you said, it kicks off on Thursday of this week, the 24th, is that?
Yep.
Or the 23rd, sorry, not the 24th.
Third, it starts. We have a pool day from 5 to 9 p.m. The biggest event for that time is going to be the motorcycle rodeo. And now this, we just kind of touched on this during our Castle Dale days, but this is an exciting event. It's going to be in the outdoor arena. And if you've never watched a motorcycle run barrels, they do it pretty fast.
Well,
we have ghost tours also. And this is a very popular, Neil Peacock goes out and kind of gives on a wagon a little bit of history of the scary parts of Castle Dale.
And that's all going on. And the other one that's always fun to me, too, is the rodeo itself, where these boulderers get out and, you know, try and ride a bull or try and do this on a horse. I mean, that to me is fun.
Well, I'll tell you, when they first come up with the idea they were going to do a rodeo, I thought, this is the worst idea possible. Wrong people's group to be having a rodeo. These guys love it. Guys and gals, they absolutely love it. We actually have rodeo classes that will be taking place at 4:30 on Friday so that they can actually stick them steers in them horses when they come out of the chute and watch them do the hide races and things like that. These guys are adrenaline junkies, and they just absolutely love the rodeo games. And then also we have what we call is our local artisans, and they just using Orangeville and Huntington, they're going to be making pizzas, they're going to have Food Ranch donut clinics, always the jerky, and making jewelry with San Rafael Works.
And so that's going to be going on over the weekend too, right there. All kinds of booths. You can head on up Straight Canyon, watch these people do what they do, because it really is amazing. And, you know, just go out and have a good weekend and enjoy your time in the canyons there above Orangeville and Castledale.
That's correct. There's going to be all kinds of climbing clinics, meet the climbers. There's also going to be a movie. Now, I want to just touch base a little bit on this movie. It is not G-rated. They have not cut out the language in it. We had a United States of Joes a couple years ago was coming in off of that movie being released, and then we got into COVID. So this is their Real Rock 15 show, and it's called Black Ice Screening. And then there's going to be a question and answer. It's at the Emory High School's auditorium, and you're not going to want to miss that. It's going to be a really fun time. And then the Boulder Fest ends up with coffee donuts on Sunday morning, and it's a service day. Every year these guys give back. They clean gutters. They rain gutters, street gutters, pick up garbage, and they do a day of just giving back, and they all meet at Food Ranch, and then they go their directions. They help give back to the community that's given to them.
All right, so that's just one weekend.
That's just one weekend.
All right, Mayor, I know we want to talk about what's going on next weekend, so if possible, can we get you to stick around for another segment?
Absolutely, I'd love to, Dave.
All right, you're listening to Castle Country Focus with Castledale Mayor Danny Van Wagner. We'll be back in just a moment.